Over the course of about 30 minutes, O'Malley took something of a victory lap, listing his achievements over the last 7 years. From legalizing same-sex marriage and passing the DREAM Act, to repealing the death penalty and enacting gun control legislation. All in all, he said, the state of the state is strong.
Not only is Maryland stronger than before, Maryland is cleaner, smarter, safer, healthier, more entrepreneurial, more competitive than she was before the recession hit.
He focused on economic growth and on the investments the state has made in education and healthcare, mostly paid for by raising taxes. He also emphasized the fiscal discipline of his administration. $9.1 billion in spending cuts, the smallest executive branch since 1973, and a plan in his budget proposal to eliminate the state's structural deficit.
But cuts are only part of our story. No state ever cut its way to prosperity.
The key to prosperity, he said, is to bolster the middle class. And he said the best way to help the middle class and the economy is to raise the minimum wage.
When every worker earns more money, every business has more customers.
He said he wants an economy focused on people and not stock markets or corporate profits. Women, he said, are especially hurt by wages too low to live on.
Very often they are moms who are trying to support a child or two on their own, leaning on everyone around them for daycare and support, working 16-hour days and yet falling further behind. This is not how our economy should work. No person who works full-time and plays by the rules should be forced to raise their family in poverty.
On healthcare, O'Malley said that some 453,000 previously uninsured Marylanders now have health coverage. But he also acknowledged that a lot of people trying to get healthcare couldn't because so many problems have plagued the state's online health marketplace.
Being accountable also means acknowledging when we have fallen short. The healthcare website failed to perform as designed when it was launched, a source of great frustration, especially for those Marylanders who are looking forward to obtaining health care for the very first time in their lives.
Republican Senator Nancy Jacobs said there was a lot she wasn't thrilled with in the speech, but at least O'Malley acknowledged the problems with the health exchange.
I was glad to see that he owned up to their mistakes on the health care website. You know, they've yet to apologize for it. But at least he acknowledges that they have made mistakes.
Senate Minority Whip Joe Getty said the governor made an impassioned speech, but he said O'Malley's sunny economic picture got it wrong.
The last 8 years has been an enormous tax burden on our middle class families that has eliminated jobs in Maryland and made it harder for the entry-level workers to succeed.
This was the governor's last State of the State address. He's term limited, and he can't run again. Senator Jamie Raskin says the governor's speech summed up a strong track record.
His administration has been one of inclusion and doing marriage equality and the DREAM Act, and it's been one of dramatic policy progress, the repeal of the death penalty, and it's been one fundamentally of commitment to the prosperity of all Marylanders.
The governor has said he's considering a presidential run in 2016, and if he does, he'll be hitting the same list of highlights of equality, accountability, and prosperity. With Karen Hostler, I'm Christopher Connolly reporting in Annapolis for 88.1 WYPR.